ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 5, Text 14, The Cause of All Causes. Vilajamanaya yasya statum ekshapate muya vimohita vikatante mamaham iti durdiya vilajamanaya yasya statum ikshapate matmuya vimohita vikatate mamaham iti durdiya Vilajamanaya yasya statum ishapate muya vimohita vikantante mamaham iti durdiya vilajamanaya yasya statum ikshapate muya vimohita vikatante mamaham iti durdiya. Vilajamanaya yasya statum ikshapate muya mohita vikatate maham iti durdiyaha vilajamanaya yasya statum ikshapate muya Mohita vikatante mamaham iti durdiya vimajamanaya yasya statum ikshapate muya mohita vikatante mamaham iti durdiya Vajamanaya yasya Vigda nikshamimna Vata vikatante Mama amiti dur Matajis Vajamanaya yasya Mikshapate muya Vita vikatante Maham iti dur Vilajamanaya One who is ashamed Yasya Whose Statum To stay Ikshapate In front, Amuya, by the bewildering energy. Vimohita, those who are bewildered. Vikatante, talk nonsense. Mama, it is mine. Aham, I am everything. Iti, thus vituperating. Durdiyaha, thus ill-conceived. Translation. The illusory energy of the Lord cannot take precedence, being ashamed of her position, but those who are bewildered by her always talk nonsense, being absorbed in thoughts of it is I and it is mine. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The invincible, powerful, deluding energy of the personality of God or the third energy, representing nations, can bewilder the entire world of animation, but still she is not strong enough to be able to stand in front of the Supreme Lord. Nations is behind the personality of Godhead, where she is powerful enough to mislead the living entities, and the primary symptom of bewildered persons is that they talk nonsense. Nonsensical talks are not supported by the principles of Vedic literatures, and first grade nonsensical talk is, it is I, it is mine. A godless civilization is exclusively conducted by such false ideas, and such persons without any factual realization of God accept a false God or falsely declare themselves to be God to mislead persons who are already bewildered by the deluding energy. Those who are before the Lord, however, and who are surrendered unto him, cannot be influenced by the deluding energy. Therefore, they are free from the conception of it is I, it is mine, and therefore they do not accept a false God or pose themselves as equal to the Supreme Lord. Identification of the bewildered person is distinctly given in this verse. Vilajamanayasya statum ikshapate muya vimohita vikatante maha mamaham iti durdiya. The illusory energy of the Lord cannot take precedence, being ashamed of her position, but those who are bewildered by her always talk nonsense, being absorbed in thoughts of it is I and it is mine. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Kiranjana Shilakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, the science of nations and knowledge is given. Nations means it is I, it is mine. Pumsam striyam mituni bhavam etam. Tayor mito ridaya grantim aho ato griyak chetra sitapta vitayar janasya mohoyam ahamameti. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated, Pumsam striyam mituni bhavam etam, that this attraction between male and female, female and male, is the bewildering factor that keeps us bound up in this world, because it's hridaya granti ahu. It binds the, it is the knot in the heart. The heart becomes entangled and all bound up. Hridaya granti. And that binding is ato griha kshetra sitapta vitayar janasya mohoyam ahamameti. Sons, land, ato griha kshetra, home, wealth, all of these things bind one deeper and deeper in this material world until one is thinking, I am my body. This is me. Whatever happens to this body is happening to me. Just like the example that if one gets the car hit, you hit me. You hit my car, you hit me. We're not our car. But one is thinking, oh, one is identifying with the car. Just like somehow or other, I looked at my Honda Fit and there was a yellow scratch mark. So in my mind, I was thinking, someone hit me. You hit me. Of course, I'm not my car. I'm not the Honda Fit. But I went over in my mind everywhere I could think where I remembered a yellow car. Does Archita have a yellow car? Who has a yellow car? All the places that I went that left this $50 scratch. So this is the bewilderment. One is thinking, it is I, it is mine. 50 years ago, over 50 years ago, one great poet who was a Vaishnav, he had associated with Srila Prabhupada, and he wrote a poem and a song, all through the day, I me mine, I me mine, I me mine. All through the life, I me mine, I me mine, I me mine. We're all thinking, it is me, it is mine, I am my body. Everything connected to my body is me. And if it's not connected to my body, I don't even care about it. One devotee woman, she's no longer with us, she once said to me that the problem in ISKCON is none of the men ever tell me that I'm good looking. Out in the material world, so many men tell me how good looking I am. And I was thinking, this is the darkest of darkness. Can you imagine? Vaishnavs are walking around telling Vaishnavis, hey, Mataji, you really look swinging today. That sari really hangs well on you. We're exactly opposite of this. We're juxtaposed to this conception because you're not your body. And our teaching, Srila Prabhupada's teaching, is you're not your body. Aham Brahmasmi, not Aham Ameti. And it's this bewilderment of thinking, I am my body, I'm so pretty, and 20 years from now, I'm not so pretty, I'm this or that, or I get a scar on my face, or now I'm crippled, whatever the situation. But we're identifying with this body and with the extensions of the body. Therefore, the result is all nonsensical talks. Everyone is congratulating themselves. The President of the United States, unfortunately, I saw one, I guess it was lecture, speech. I give myself an A+ for what I've done with COVID. United States of America is the most infected country in the world. There are more cases, more deaths, and more sickness in America than anywhere. And there's a lot of sick places. But the president, due to Ahamamati, gives himself A+. I give myself an A+. This is our illusion. We all want to give ourselves A+ for everything we're doing. We may be doing it wrong. We may be doing it in devotional service with the idea of I and mine. Raghunath Das Goswami, he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, what is it that a brahmachari has to learn? What do I have to do to be a brahmachari, advanced spiritual personality, brahmacharini? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, gramya kata na sunibe, gramya varta na kahibe, bala na paribe, ala bala na kahibe. Do not talk the talks of the village persons. Don't hear what the village people speak. Village people means common man, CNN, Fox News. Don't hear this nonsense. Don't dress nicely. Don't eat luxurious foodstuffs in so many ways. Don't consider yourself this body. Don't get absorbed in I and mine. Ihayasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikila su apiyavasta su jivan mukta sauchite. To become a liberated soul, karmana manasagira, one has to, with one's karma, one's work, manasa, with one's mind, and gira, with one's speech, nikila su apiyavasta su jivan mukta sa uchite, glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, engage in his service, and then one is actually considered jiva mukta, liberated soul. Our goal isn't to become a liberated soul. Our goal is to constantly engage in the Lord's service. In the Judeo-Christian world, the goal is to go to heaven. I think some of the religions, we meet with the Religious Council of Southern California. We had a Zoom meeting yesterday. And the goal is to be there at the table with all one's relatives in heaven. I can't imagine being at the table with my relatives. I wouldn't think I'm in heaven. No offense to my relatives, but they ate terrible foodstuffs. And basically they were atheistic people, no belief in Lord Krishna and Lord Krishna's teachings. They think that the goal of life is to go to heaven. Even sometimes as devotees, we get bewildered, thinking that everyone has gone back to Godhead. So-and-so was in the movement for 6 months and then blooped for 44 years. Oh, they went back to Godhead. It's not such a cheap thing, number one. And number two, it isn't the goal of life. Srimad Bhagavatam tells us, Narayana Praksarve, Nakutas Jana Bibhyati, Swarga Pavarga Narakeshu, Apitu Yarta Darshinaha. That one has to become Narayana Para. That in any circumstance, whether I'm in heaven, whether I'm in hell, whether my body is healthy, whether my body is ill, whether I'm, I think there was one poem that devotees wrote. I've been poor, I've been rich, I can't tell which is which, but I'm taking shelter of the holy names. This is our situation. Whether we're poor, we're rich, we're happy, we're distressed, Bhagavad Gita tells us, in every circumstance, we engage in the Lord's service. Therefore, a devotee is called Narayana Para. A Narayana Para can go to hell to preach Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and he came to New York City, 1965. Hell! Hell on earth. To give people the opportunity to take up Krishna consciousness. Devotee is Paraduka Duki. Sometimes Jodhakarma Prabhu jokes and tells me I'm Parasuka Duki. My happiness is seeing others suffer. In the material world, actually, that's a fact. Somebody is suffering, I'm getting ahead. Somebody goes down, I go up, basically. So in this material world, everyone is Parasuka Duki, but our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, he taught us to become Paraduka Duki, that our unhappiness is to see others suffer. Srila Prabhupada was taken on a morning walk and they were riding by the, I forget what this next little, the golf course in Cheviot Hills. Yeah. Right here in Cheviot Hills. And Prabhupada asked, what are they doing? And devotees were explaining very enthusiastically. Oh, it's called golfing, Srila Prabhupada. They hit the ball and it, you know, goes 100 yards or 200 yards. And basically they get the ball into the hole. And Srila Prabhupada started crying. That why they're wasting their time in this way. Devotees were thinking, well, it's golf. What's the big deal? I would think, it's golf. Maybe when we retire, we'll also golf. I don't think so. Prabhupada was so full of compassion that why they're wasting their time. Shrama Evahi Kevalam. Why they're engaged in activities that are simply a waste. And therefore, the devotee of the Lord, the pure devotee, is full of compassion. And his only sadness is to see that others are suffering, that others are absorbed in this material world. And our happiness is to see others eating prasadam, to see others reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and to see others chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is our real happiness in life. It's simple. We don't have to have a lot of money. We don't have to have fancy car or fancy clothes or fancy hair. We kind of do have fancy hair. Some of you. But we only have to find happiness in giving Krishna consciousness to others. And when people take up Krishna consciousness, then the entire planet becomes happy. Maya takes the back seat. It is I, it is me. I, me, mine. Takes the back seat to Lord Krishna. And this is our business. Again, it's very inspiring. I gave a report to Savas Prabhu at BBT that here we are in the middle of suffering personified. Pandemic, the likes we've never seen in my short life. Suffering like we've never seen. Little businesses closing everywhere, complete boredom, and under house arrest for a long time. Isolation or something. Even some places you go, I think Hawaii, you have to go under house arrest for 2 weeks. Quarantine. 2 weeks before you can go outside to make sure you're not spreading your mainland disease to the Hawaiians. And at this time when there's so much difficulty, we can't even do normal Sankirtan. Somehow or other, the Vaishnavas have risen to the occasion. And the report that we gave last month showed sales of Srila Prabhupada's books at about 1%, wasn't it? 1% more. This time this year than last year this time. And actually the month of September that just passed, the report showed an increase of 70-80% over last September's, September 2019. If anyone can remember 2019, when we weren't so locked down. So the Vaishnavs, when there's difficulty, they rise. Narayana Pura. They may be put in hell, hellish condition, but they rise to to do more devotional service, the goal of life, which is devotional service, being engaged in constant devotional service. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
What's the second person?
First energy is spiritual energy.
What's the internal?
Internal, external. And the third energy. That was very bewildering to me.
Maybe like, it's marginal.
Oh, right. There's the internal, external, and marginal. Here. That's right.
That's what it looks like.
Should have shouted
is that
it
the
out.
First energy or the